Hello, and welcome to the Dialogue on Dialogue podcast. In 1956, Earl Nightingale recorded The Strangest Secret, launching a new era in self-improvement. Over his lifetime, he created thousands of radio and audio programs exploring success, purpose, and meaning. This project is my personal reflection on those ideas, what they meant then, and how they apply now, as I work to put them into practice and invite you to come along for the ride.
Episode 10, It's Your Fault. As Earl Nightingale reminds us, people don't need to be educated nearly as much as they need to be reminded. This series is about remembering the truths we probably already know and learning how to live them. This episode hit me squarely between the eyes. At its core, chapter 10, or episode 10, is a reminder of something both uncomfortable and empowering. My life is my responsibility. The episode opens with a line from Emerson, who said, "A man is what he thinks about all day long." When I first heard that, something clicked. I realized that most of my thinking is passive. I don't direct my thinking very often, I react. I daydream. I drift. And drifting, Earl would argue, is not really thinking at all. If we don't deliberately choose our aim, then our thinking becomes little more than mental wandering. In that sense, much of what we call thinking is really just dreaming. Earl makes the point of pointing out that thinking must be directed. If I want to educate myself, grow, or move toward a goal, then my thoughts must be aimed at that direction. We think about hundreds of things throughout the day, but unless those thoughts are aligned with a clear objective, they don't amount to much. Directed thinking is how we educate ourselves. And education, as Earl frames it, is not just about knowledge, it's about capability. Then Earl lays out what he calls the three P's and an F of what education truly provides. So the three P's and an F are P, poise, the grace and calm to handle pressure without panic. Power, the ability to act or not act based on understanding. Peace, the confidence that you can handle what comes your way, and freedom, because once knowledge is learned, it cannot be taken from you, and it gives you options. That last one really stood out to me. Education creates freedom, not by removing obstacles, but by increasing choice. From there, Earl moves into 10 characteristics of an educated person. And as I listened, I couldn't help but holding them up as a mirror to myself. An educated person has an open mind and is willing to change it when new information appears. An educated person listens to all available information before drawing conclusions. He never laughs at or dismisses new ideas without evaluating them. An educated person examines daydreams to see whether they contain practical or useful ideas. He discovers his strongest skill and works to develop it fully. An educated person understands the power of habits and learns how to form good ones, and he knows when to turn to experts for help. An educated person does not rely on magical or wishful thinking. An educated person lives a forward-thinking, outward-facing life, and an educated person cultivates a love for beauty. This isn't about credentials. It's about posture toward life, curiosity, humility, responsibility. The final part of this episode felt, as he does, like a warning and a challenge. Earl suggests that if a person is unhappy, they are both either ignorant, conceited, or both. Ignorant, not knowing the ideas or principles and wisdom that could help them to live better. Or conceited, knowing those ideas exist, but believing that they don't apply, or that they somehow know better. History is filled with great thinkers and philosophers who left behind breadcrumbs of how to live a good life. The knowledge is out there. The question is whether we're willing to learn or humble enough to admit that we don't know yet. Either way, the responsibility remains ours. So episode 10 leaves me with these reminders. If my life isn't what I want it to be, that's on me. I choose what I think about. I choose whether I learn. I choose whether I listen. And in that choice lies responsibility, but also freedom. Until next time, remember, the answers are older than we are and are just as relevant today.